Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 2 o'clock, Britain's most senior police officer has warned prison reforms in England and Wales will lead to more crime. Some criminals could be released a third of the way through their jail terms as part of the changes. Sir Mark Rowley says there needs to be a serious investment in June's spending review to deal with demand.
We want to see the data and be able to do the analysis that helps us understand the impact on policing, how many hundreds of millions that's going to take for us to be able to respond to the extra demand it's going to create for us and for communities.
Culture Minister Sir Chris Bryant says the government is sympathetic but wouldn't confirm any extra funding.
They're going to be very tough decisions. I don't want to pretend anything other. There's not a lot of money around. I think somebody once said that socialism is the language of priorities, and that's precisely what we're engaged in.
Two NHS trusts have had data stolen in the latest cyber attack on health service. Staff phone numbers have been compromised at UCLH in London and Southampton General. A review says London's Heathrow Airport responded well to a major power outage in March that forced it to shut down for almost a day. Former Transport Secretary Ruth Kelly found managers made the right decisions in exceptionally difficult circumstances. Hundreds of thousands of passengers were stranded and airlines lost millions of pounds following a fire in an electricity substation. Arsonists have targeted a farmhouse at the childhood home and final resting place of Diana, Princess of Wales. Her younger brother, Charles Spencer, has taken to social media to reveal the structure at Althorp House in Northamptonshire had been burned overnight by vandals. He says, fortunately, the home was unoccupied. A Northern Ireland's World Heritage Site, the Giant's Causeway, is being damaged by visitors wedging coins in the cracks of the famous stones. They go on to rust and expand, putting pressure on the surrounding rock, staining it and causing it to crumble. It's going to cost around £30,000 to have the coins removed, with conservationists asking visitors to stop the practice. And some news just in, police have been given more time to question a 53-year-old driver who allegedly ploughed into a crowd at Liverpool's Victory Parade on Monday, injuring at least 79 people. The weather, sunny spells and showers, warm where it's sunny, a high of 20. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
Thank you for being with Classic FM this afternoon, where we are about to hear and enjoy a bewitching waltz. It comes from Tchaikovsky's The Nutcracker.
Anne-Marie Minhall
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Thank you to Jacques Offenbach for the Galop, the Allegro from the Gaieté Parisienne. Seiji Ozawa looking after the Boston Symphony Orchestra. And the Waltz of the Flowers from Tchaikovsky's ballet The Nutcracker, played by Simon Rattle and the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. 2:10, Classic FM for Wednesday afternoon, where, for me, may I share with you, there's a nice hot brew on. Cup of tea, there's a chocolate biscuit with orange in it. Remember those ones, you know, if you like a lot of chocolate on your biscuits, join our, you know, the ones. Plus, of course, your company of an afternoon on Classic FM and a bracing, devilish affair from Henry Liddulph. Peter Donohoe doing the honours for Concerto Symphonique No. 4, second movement by Litovsk and Work. And it was the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra conducted by Andrew Litton on Classic FM with Jeffrey Bergen giving us a little few moments of P and Q on Classic FM.
Classic FM. Thank you.
pop composer and a top violinist, Fritz Kreisler, brings us Schön Rosmarin, played by violinist Daniel Rönn, and on piano was Paul Rivinius. And from Jeffrey Bergen, the beautiful Nunc Dimittis. The choir of Wells Cathedral, their director was Matthew Owens. Can you believe that Debbie Wiseman has been Classic FM's composer in residence for 10 years this year? To celebrate, Debbie brings us a brand new series. It's all about some of the music that she's, and there's a lot of it, that she's written for the small screen and for the big screen as well. She'll be talking to some of the legends of television and cinema who she's worked with and written music for, people like Stephen Fry and Maureen Lipman, and featuring favourite classical music as well. This week, her guest will be the great actor Sheila Hancock. Brand new series with Debbie Wiseman for you and me, starting Friday, Real Music with Debbie from 9 on Classic FM. Thank you. fabulous. Marquez, Arturo Marquez, Dance On Number 2, Gustavo Dudamel was with the Simon Bolivar Symphony Orchestra. I mentioned Sheila Hancock just a few moments ago. She's the first guest on Real Music with Debbie Wiseman, our new series on Classic FM, which starts on Friday night at 9. Sheila has said that classical music is one of the greatest comforts and joys of her life, sharing some of her favourites, I'm sure, at the end of this week. But first off, back to tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning, you could wake up like this.
Interest rates, benefits, trade deals, doom and gloom.
Or you could wake up like this. Classic FM Breakfast with Dan Walker. Great music when you need it most.
Yes, the perfect addition to the first cuppa of the day, your morning stretches, or hitting the books.
Listen tomorrow morning from 6:30. Ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM.
Classic FM.
It is Eleanor's Bolero from the opera by Verdi called the Sicilian Vespers, arranged for a performance on the oboe by Clara Dent. And she was joined by the Mendelssohn Chamber Orchestra of Leipzig right here on Classic FM.
So, Classic FM.
violoncello Gautier Capuçon's Song to the Moon by Dvorak, and it was also played by the Chamber Orchestra of Paris. The Flower Duet, sung by Karina Deschaies and Patricia Petitbon with the Lyon Opera Orchestra. The Leibs music conducted by Yves Abel. It is 11 minutes to 3 on Classic FM with Chabry, a man who had a gusto for experiencing life and who fell in love with Spain.
Thank you.
Olé, the sights and sounds of Spain, captured in music by Emmanuel Chabrier of Paris. The orchestra of the Suisse Romande, Naomi Yervie conducting on Classic FM. Your 3 at 3 from the Hall of Fame on the way.
Classic FM.
Listen back to Classic FM's Race to the Galapagos Islands on Global Player.
Sue Perkins here, and yes, there's still a chance to join me on board our musical expedition across the world. But where are we going? Well, we're heading to the Galapagos Islands, sailing through incredible destinations, figuratively speaking, and taking in the finest music along the way.
Classic FM's Race to the Galapagos Islands with Sue Perkins. Catch up on Global Player with HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Change the way you see the world.
Don't worry, you can close your tabs. Because you know you don't need to check anywhere else. You've already got a great price. At John Lewis, we price match our products with 25 leading retailers, so you don't have to check elsewhere. Because you know, if it's on offer with them, it's on offer with us. John Lewis, never knowingly undersold on quality, service and price. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
Based on the best-selling book by Rainer Wynn.
What is it? 500 miles?
More like 600.
Don't miss an inspiring true story of love and resilience.
We lost our home, our livelihood.
Starring Gillian Anderson and Jason Isaacs.
Walking gives us time to think.
It's a beautiful, life-affirming film.
When you told me that you loved me, no one had ever said that to me before. I think you're beautiful.
The Salt Path.
This is freedom.
In cinemas May 30th.
Check your retirement savings are on track with PensionBee's easy-to-use app. Because when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. When investing, your capital is at risk.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
How likely is she to, you know, have another heart attack?
Can I still go to the gym after heart surgery?
Is my mum still my mum if she has a new heart?
When it comes to heart health, no question is too big or small. That's why British Heart Foundation have dedicated cardiac nurses you can speak to by phone, email, or online chat.
Hi, this is Chloe from British Heart Foundation. How can I help?
Search BHF Cardiac Nurses.
Do you love reading? Then Readly is the perfect app for you. Get unlimited access to 8,000 magazines and newspapers all in one app. From Time magazine to The Guardian. From New Scientist to Ideal Home. Discover meaningful reading this year with Readly. Sign up online now and enjoy your free trial. Read more of what you love with Readly. Renews automatically at $12.99 a month. Cancel any time.
I've had a few. Jimmy was my first. He was gorgeous and gave me so much space. Then there was Lorenzo. He was exciting, but also reliable. Elvis is my latest. I love him the most. He makes me feel so warm with his heated seats and steering wheel. It might sound strange to love a car and name them, but it's not just me. Almost every Honda Jazz owner stays with the Jazz and buys another. True love starts with a test drive. Honda, the power of dreams.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 3 o'clock, the Deputy Prime Minister says having fewer criminals serve sentences in prison is not softening crime. Angela Rayner's promised people will be safe despite warnings from the heads of MI5, Scotland Yard and the National Crime Agency. Leaders of six police forces say the plans to ease overcrowding in jails in England and Wales will mean added pressures on their services. Craig Guildford is Chief Constable of West Midlands Police.
If you take a force such as my own, we are still 700 officers short of what we had in 2010. Those numbers are needed to increase visibility, to respond to calls for service, and to respond to some of the changing types of crime that we deal with today.
Officers have been given more time to question a 53-year-old man who allegedly drove into a crowd at Liverpool's Premier League trophy parade on Monday. At least 79 people were hurt, with seven remaining in hospital. Classic FM's Liam Gotting is in Liverpool.
We know he's currently being questioned on suspicion of attempted murder, dangerous driving and driving while unfit through drugs. Now, Merseyside police revealed yesterday that their current belief is that the car involved in the incident was able to get onto Water Street by following an ambulance through a roadblock which had been temporarily lifted.
A retired French surgeon has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for sexually abusing hundreds of patients, most of them children. 74-year-old Joel Lesquanec was accused of rapes and assaults in more than a dozen hospitals between 1989 and 2014. Thames Water has been handed record fines totalling almost £123 million. It's over pollution breaches and for breaking rules on dividend payments. The guitarist